Okay, well, we're on to Buffalo here. Another big game of the division. It's definitely a long way to go in the season, but we don't want to fall too far behind here on these division games. So it's an important one, and we don't want to be in a hole here. As usual, Buffalo's real good in the kicking game. They've got some very explosive guys as returners. They're all good. Good specialist, good punter, good kicker, good returner. Returners can change field position, and very explosive skill players on offense, like we usually see from Buffalo. All three backs are dangerous receivers. So that's you got to be careful anytime any one of those guys gets the ball in their hand. They're tough. And defensively, I think they played very competitively. Physical secondary and, big guys up front, Williams, Stroud, Edwards, they've always given us problems, and gotten Torber back now. So, strong inside with their linebacker group. I mean, they got a good experienced group of guys there on defense, and, they run well, they're tough, and, they played Miami, right down to the wire, really competitive game, and did a good job against Green Bay, and then in the third quarter it kind of got away from them a little bit, but they played them really very competitively there for three quarters, and they're pretty close to winning. They really are. I know they didn't get it done the first 2 weeks, but they're pretty close.
Bill, do you have any update on Kevin Falk and the test you said that he was going to go through yesterday?
No, I don't.
Bill, from what you saw from Danny Woodhead when he was with the Jets, could he project to that type of role as a third down back? Is that something he did before?
Yes. That's exactly what he did. He actually made their team as a receiver. He's played kind of been between receiver and a sub back for the Jets, and I'd say that's the type of player he is. Yes.
And Bill, like you signed him on Saturday. I'm just curious, how much have you been able to work with him at this point? Was he with the team, at the game, or was it the type of thing where he just sort of joined up this week, Monday?
No, he came in Saturday and signed the contract, took the physical, and all that. We were already in New York by the time he got in here.
Okay.
So just to clarify, you don't have an update on Falk for us, or you haven't been updated on him yet yourself?
We're still, they're still working on it. I think part of it's kind of how things come around here in the next day or so. We're not even 48 hours out yet, so we'll see how things go in the next day or so. And then they said they, based on how that is, then we'd, make a decision at that point.
Bill, Julian Edelman's taken some snaps of running back. I know he took at least one before you motioned him out of there on Sunday. Could he project to that role, what Kevin Falk does, especially with how he is kind of with the ball in his hands?
Yeah, well, that role is a lot more than having the ball in your hands. Kevin's in there a lot of plays when he doesn't have it in his hands. So blocking, blitz pickup, formationing, it's not just handing the ball. So we'll try to put together a game plan that we can use to, utilize all of our players and give ourselves the best chance to, deal with the issues and the problems that Buffalo presents, which are numerous. So however that turns out, it'll be whatever we feel is our best chance this week against Buffalo.
And Bill, going into Sunday's game, what are your thoughts on C.J. Spiller and the slow start he's gotten off to?
Well, I think he's very dangerous. I think you can see that anytime he handles the ball. whether it be on offense or in the return game. He's really tough with the ball in his hands, very quick, fast, hard guy to get to, and he makes a lot of people miss. So he's a dangerous guy.
Hey, Bill, I'm wondering, you talked about the specialists to begin with, and obviously a big part of that over the last half decade was Bobby April being there. How different is it now that he's gone?
Well, Bruce has a long history in the league, and you know he's an excellent coach. I think they do a great job with their kicking game, and they're always very competitive. It was good, you know, in the past, and it's good now. But Bruce has a lot of experience. He's a real good coach, and they're sound and solid in what they do. But you know, to be good in the kicking game, it all starts with the specialists. So if the specialists are good, then you've got a chance to be good. And I think their specialists are very good, and they have a good group of core players. You know, they use a lot of their regular players on the team, but you know, guys like Wilson and I mean, just go right down the line. They got a you know a good group of guys that are you know Scott. I mean, guys that are really you know show up on every team and show up making a lot of plays.
So, Bill, you guys have had two games to scout them, and then whatever it was in the preseason, is that enough to work with, or have you gone back and looked at other Chan Gailey teams or other game or other teams from their coordinators?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, we have a background with you know with all those guys, with Bruce, with George, with Chan, when they were at their different spots and the things they did. So we. You know, all we got to do is go back to our notes from those games and, you know, put them together and see whether we think things have changed. Well, obviously they've changed. I mean, they're a different team, but, you know, how much of the scheme's the same? How much of the scheme's different? How much of it was based on maybe personnel that, you know, Chan had in Kansas City or whatever. So, yeah, it's a compilation of all that information and that's all part of the preparation, and then just try to figure out what we feel like is the best course of action. But that's we'll consider all those things, absolutely.
Bill, Tom made a comment last week about the fans at Gillette Stadium being a tad too quiet for his liking, and I'm just curious as to your thoughts on that. And I mean, obviously, you guys practice with piped in noise during the week, so it must be. A factor when you consider it a factor when you go out on the road.
I think you know Tom can speak to whatever you know whatever questions you have about his comments. You could ask him about those. I think our fans are supportive. I think that you know we have a good record in our stadium. I hope we can keep it that way.
Do you personally ever notice whether there's noise at Gillette Stadium or non-noise or? Or anything outside of what's going on in the field?
I mean, to be honest with you, my focus is really on making game decisions. I'm on the headset the whole game trying to listen to our coaches and communicate with them about, you know, what the adjustments, what's going on in the game and so forth. So, I mean, I don't want to say I don't hear them. That wouldn't be accurate, but I really am not probably as in tune on that as maybe somebody else would be.
Just finally to follow up on that, can noise be a factor for a visiting team, or you know, can it work against them?
Can it work against them?
Well, when a team comes into Gillette Stadium, if the crowd is loud, does it actually make a difference to the players on the field? Can it be a factor in causing penalties or disrupting anything they're doing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you have to change your whole, you know, cadence system and all that when you can't hear. You have to use some type of signaling and silent cadence. You can't, you know, communicate at the line of scrimmage. If you're the visiting team, it affects you on the offensive side of the ball. It affects your punt protection, your communication on field goal, your offensive play calling, audibling, snap count, and so forth. It can vary in different degrees, but that's what it affects. defensively when you're playing at home, it affects your defensive communication during, it's usually more common on third down and passing downs, two-minute situations, things like that. But, you know, down on the goal line, times like that when it can get a little bit harder to hear than whatever your defensive communication is, then you have to, you know, be able to somehow work with that. And that's pretty much what every team in the league goes through. If they're at home, it's a defensive communication, and if you're on the road, it's more of an offensive communication issue.
Bill, just to go back to Falk and your comment on making a decision, and you said how things will go in the next day or so. You clarifying that, does that mean you have to make a decision on whether he'd be going on injured reserve or not, and maybe whether or not he's got a chance to return the season at all?
Well, the first decision would be on this game, but, I mean, I don't really have anything to add to it. I don't want to speculate on it. We'll take it day by day as it comes, and when it's time to make a decision, we'll make one.